AXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with a special Top 10 edition of the Up North Report. Through the next five editions of the Up North Report, we'll remember the top stories we brought you this year as voted on by KAXE staff. But first, a couple of honorable mentions. A proposed data center in Hermantown was shrouded in secrecy for a time, with public official non-disclosure agreements and a vague description of light industrial development. Reporter Larissa Donovan kept an eye on the story as it developed into a wider discussion about the environmental review process in the state and whether it was adequate for a project of this scale. Community members are raising concerns about noise pollution, air pollution, water availability, and increasing electricity rates. This is a story that we'll keep an eye on next year as legal challenges arise. Our other honorable mention this year is the expansion of the Go Marty Autonomous Transit Program in Itasca County. The free on-demand service has 70 more stops now, including on the Leech Lake Reservation, along with expanded hours and a larger fleet. The unique system is also road testing autonomous vehicles in winter weather, a feature that caught the attention of National Public Radio, which aired my piece on Morning Edition. Strike coverage isn't new for KAXE, but this year brought more than ever. University of Minnesota's workers picketed in September, and Essentia Health Deer River's service workers' 49-day strike stretched into the new year. But another atypical strike earns the number 10 spot on our list. Arrowhead reporter Megan Buffington has the recap.
Essentia Health's advanced practice provider strike this summer was unique in a few different ways. For one, the scale was immense. Over 400 nurse practitioners and physician assistants from Brainerd to International Falls to Northwest Wisconsin. But while hundreds of clinicians were technically on strike, many still showed up to work each day. The strike was also preceded by a months-long, complex legal dispute, further complicated by dysfunction at the federal level. And perhaps strangest of all, the strike ended without a resolution, and there still hasn't been one. APPs voted to unionize in July 2024, but Essentia refused to begin the bargaining process even after the unit was certified by the National Labor Relations Board. It's challenging the makeup of the union and says it can't bargain while it waits for a decision. But the national board was at a standstill after President Donald Trump fired one of the board members, and the Minnesota Nurses Association says Essentia was violating labor law by not bargaining. The clinicians ended their 13-day strike without any changes, and the case is still in limbo.
Our coverage of the sale of Minnesota Power to two private equity firms spanned the entire year. Megan is back to dive into our number 9 story.
One of our first publications of 2025 was the public comment notice for the proposed sale. 8 stories later, the sale closed on December 15th. Minnesota Power's parent company, Elite, sold for $6.2 billion in 2024 to the Canada Pension Plan Investment Board and Global Infrastructure Partners. CPP Investments is one of the world's largest national pension fund managers and private equity investors. GIP is a private equity fund owned by BlackRock, the world's largest asset management firm. Elite and the investors say the acquisition will provide the capital needed to make the clean energy transition required by Minnesota's carbon-free electricity by 2040 law. A unique opposition coalition emerged, including the Attorney General's Office, environmental groups, and 10 of Minnesota Power's largest commercial customers, including UPM Blandin and U.S. Steel. An administrative law judge sided with that coalition, opining in July that the Minnesota Public Utilities Commission shouldn't approve the sale because it's not consistent with the public interest. But settlement agreements proposed by the Department of Commerce and PUC commissioners were enough for the commission to give its unanimous okay in October. As part of the saga, Minnesota Power is in the process of amending its electricity plan to use less natural gas. We'll continue our coverage in the new year. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
That's it for this special edition of the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.